Hello, everypony, it's Lotus Moon. Alright, so before I get into these questions, I just wanted to say that I know we're all annoyed with how much city noise gets into my readings. Trust me, I've tried my hardest to make very clean recordings, but it really just feels like every time I pull out my mic and start recording, everything wants to come out. So, I am going to make a sound box. I have the right box, I just need to get the memory foam. I believe I found the right one on Amazon, I just need to buy it now. But when it comes, I'll definitely make the sound box, and once it's assembled, I should hopefully be able to make you very clean and clear readings. Secondly, very soon I will be taking a graduation trip. Now, this trip is a present to myself as I will be graduating college for the second time. To those of you who don't know, I go to college online, and I'm finally ending my last few classes. I don't know if I'll be able to bring my mic, but I definitely will have some readings queued up to be uploaded while I'm away. Lastly, I'm going to be taking a family trip at the end of the month, so I don't know if I'll be able to bring my laptop at that trip. I have to check the airlines and the hotel. If I won't be able to bring my laptop, then you'll have to wait till I return from the trip to get any more readings from me. With those announcements out of the way, let's dive into the questions. The first question comes from a fanfiction user who goes by the Necklorious Clapper. They asked me, what subjects would be considered too taboo for me? Rape? Folcon? Bathroom slash scat slash water sports? Gore or whatever? Rape and Folcon, I haven't interested to do those. Well, Lily is interested in rape, and I kind of want to try Folcon. As for scat and gore, neither of us really have an interest in that, so I guess those are considered pretty taboo. As for anything else, there's just such a wide range of fetishes in the world. It's hard to pick just one. In fact, most clop readings I've seen have more than one fetish. So, maybe some others may be taboo for me, but I just can't name them off the top of my head. The next two questions come from a YouTuber named Gavin Woodring. He asked me, will I read a clop fic involving a human male or unknown with Queen Chrysalis or any of the other Alicorn princesses, including Cadence? And in Cadence's case, can it be a situation where Anon is comforting Cadence after Shining Armor has cheated on her? Now, I answered this question once before, I believe in my 500 sub attempt reading, but that did not go as well as I planned it to go. So, I did answer in YouTube comments with him saying that I would definitely do a reading like that if I can find it. In fact, I have done a reading like that, a reading between Anon and Princess Twilight. But I also was intrigued with the concept, so I decided to write a story about it myself. And once I'm finished with it, maybe I'll do a reading of it. I'm not quite sure yet. But right now, I'm still in the process of writing it, so stay tuned. If I do actually read it for you, everypony, then maybe I'll do a cast call for it. And this time, just stick to the narration and not do all the lines as well. I don't know. And to any of you who might be interested in voicing the male in the story, then definitely feel free to leave that in the comments down below. The next question comes from Joel Cartagena. I'm sorry if I say the name wrong. He asked me, am I excited for the new My Little Pony movie coming out this year? The answer to that is a definite yes. I have been waiting impatiently for that movie to come out. In fact, my friend who introduced me to the boarding community is as excited as I am. We're still deciding where we're gonna go to watch it, as he moved to Florida some time ago. I'm deciding whether I'm going to go down there or if he'll come to me. Whichever way, it's going to be a very exciting day to go see that movie. The next question comes from MLP Dash. Their question was, do I like to game? Well, I like to game in the fact of playing games on my tablet or iPhone, or even computer games like simulations. But anything outside of that or a Wii remote? The answer is, I have no idea how to play it. That is my embarrassment. I used to play an old PlayStation 2, but that was years ago when I was a little girl. I haven't touched it since. In fact, I don't even know if it still works. I just might sell it, actually. I don't know. Oh, wait, I can't. That belongs to my dad. Oops. Never mind. The next question comes from Theo Dalby, asking me how I started YouTube. I actually started some time ago, really. I have an anime review channel, but that kind of started out more as like a hobby and not really anything. But then in mid-December, I decided to start this channel after, well, a lot longer after listening to many different readers who are already on YouTube. Disney Fanfic, Dr. Wolf, Wing T. Spears. In fact, the first audio reading from the Bruni community I heard was a clop. After that, I just branched off into anything and everything I could find. By then, I was already starting to dip my toes into the Bruni community by watching MLP, and after that, I just decided I wanted to try it. In fact, if it wasn't for Cracked Inkwell letting me read his story, My Little Girl, then I probably wouldn't have taken off as far as I have now. The next question comes from Steve Samuels, who, well, actually, I answered this question in the comments with him. They asked me, when is my next reading with Sektor the Changeling? Well, like I said in the comments, I'm going to leave that one a surprise. But my next reading would probably be one of the later chapters in Inverno in F Minor. The next episode is currently in production, so please be patient, everypony. Steve also asked me, how am I doing with my story of Romance of the Sea? Now, to anyone who hasn't seen my general update video where I had the idea to turn a revamped version of my, well, not My Little Pony, but The Little Mermaid into a very different kind of story, I had the right idea to turn it into an audio drama. Right now, I'm currently still editing the chapters one by one, as there are just 10 chapters. I'm still deciding if all 10 will be made up into the reading or not. But once I'm finished editing all the chapters, I'll start on the script and then I will make the casting call video for that. So anyone who might be interested in either being a voice of one of the characters or even an artist for the story, please be patient. I'm working as diligently as I can. Once I have more free time, I will definitely be able to make more progress in this reading, or rather in the production of it. The last question comes from AJ Pony, who asks me, what is my least favorite or my favorite vegetable, fruit, or fanfiction? Well, that's a pretty broad topic. My favorite fanfiction, I can't really place. My favorite fruits would definitely have to be strawberries and blackberries. I can make a smoothie out of those in no time and pretty much enjoy it. Least favorite vegetables? I have a lot. I can't place them all. I'm sorry, everypony. I can't place everything. I have so many favorites and least favorites that it's a lot. Everyone who submitted questions, thank you for doing so. I do hope I answer them to your liking and everything, and also to the best of my abilities. If you have any more questions you would like to ask, please leave them in the comments down below. Also, I don't know why, but I had the funniest idea. To any artists out there, what do you think I would look like in the Equestria Girls world? And also, to any of you who may like anime, what do you think I would look like as one of your favorite anime characters? Like, in what they wear and stuff. But not just me, maybe. Maybe, like, any of the other ponies in the show. Any of the main six, maybe the princesses, maybe some of the villains. To any of you who might be intrigued with this idea, why don't you make an art concept and, well, I guess I could say send it to me, maybe, and I'll make a video just about that. That would be interesting. Everypony, I am Lotus Moon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are, Everypony. Good night.